My neighbor has a problem with everything I own. When I got a riding mower, he bought one of his own. His was bigger, it was louder, which led me to buy a tractor with an 84-inch cut and a small nuclear reactor. He'd buy this, I'd buy that. And then Christmas came along. I had my Santa and my Frosty standing on my roof, behind the dancing reindeer with their lighted plastic boots. So my neighbor built a manger just like Bethlehem, with a Walmart plastic Jesus and two sets of three wise men. He must have thought he'd draw a crowd, so he built four sets of bleachers. Highfalutin' Wayne Newton piped out of the speakers, singing a duet with that tacky singing trout. I just had to show him what Christmas was about. I built a little railroad running around the yard, with Elvis as the engineer and Rudolph standing guard. Soon the yard next door got covered up with snow. The kids were building igloos like it was 10 below. He stuck up giant candy canes and counted 52, so I bought a generator. What else could I do? 3 miles of flashing colored lights wrapped around the house. Somebody sent the fire truck to try to put them out. My neighbor hired a marching band to play some Christmas tunes. I had to think of something and to think of something soon. So I put out a pear tree, stuck a partridge in it. My neighbor parked his backhoe and said, "Hey, wait a minute." We stood there in the street. He said, "I see where this is going. Let's stop before it escalates." And just then, it started snowing. With one last flash and one loud pop, all the lights blew out. And in the silent night, we finally knew what Christmas was all about. Later, as I kissed the kids goodnight, I noticed my neighbor had lit one small candle to beam through the night. One small candle, and it touched me. It touched me in the deepest part of my heart, a place that I'd almost forgotten. And I turned to my wife and said, "Honey, we got a couple of candles around here somewhere."